Thank you very much, Mrs. Chairperson, and thank you for the invitation to speak about the BTEC project and its work stream on gender, technology, and the role of business. I represent here the BTEC project, which is a project that the UN High Commissioner Office for Human Rights launched in 2019. And I would like to acknowledge as well Meta as one of the original member of our committee of practice, because very much the outsourced document that we release with the BTEC project are informed through regular exchange with our committee of practice, which counts currently 20 among the biggest technology companies in the world. So since 2019, the BTEC project has provided guidance for advancing the guiding principle in the technology sector, and our relatively new work stream on gender builds very much on the Commission on the Status of Women 67 session, which focused on technology and as well on the Global and Digital Compact, which emphasize gender equality, the empowerment of women and girls, and address as well technology facilitated gender-based violence through legislation and accountability. So as we all know, digital technology are transforming our society. They can offer a woman greater access to education, employment, and platform to amplify their voice. But in order to do that, we need to mitigate and address the risk if we want to harness the full potential of digital technology for women and girls. So, and we know that those challenges are urgent. We see some backlash against gender equality, with women and girls facing disproportionate adverse impacts from business activity, including those of technology companies, and encountering as well barrier when it comes to access to remedy. Key concerns include technology-facilitated gender-based violence, trafficking, safety, privacy, perpetuation of gender bias and labor rights in the tech force. And negative consequences for women as a result include self-censorship, physical and mental harm, and reputational damage. And through the guiding principle, states have a duty to protect human rights, but tech companies hold significant leverage when it comes to shaping the impact of digital technology on women and girls. And so the project is using very much the lens of the guiding principle, but as well, we are very much using the CEDAW Convention to assess the impact of digital technology on the women's and girls' rights. And we are as well using CEDAW General Recommendation 40, which notably set a roadmap for 50-50 gender parity with specific recommendation related to the digital space. We are also using the very useful guidance that the UN Working Group on Business and Rights had provided through this specific guidance on interpreting the guiding principle with a gender lens, and as well providing guidance on proactively addressing gender-based impact. We intend through this work stream to integrate a gender perspective into the implementation of the guiding principle. We outline as well what are the key elements for both states and company when it comes to women's and girls' rights in the digital age. And we will soon be releasing a draft paper which details specifically those expectations for both states and companies in preventing and addressing the adverse impact of digital technology on women and girls. Since this panel is about the private sector, I wanted to just point to two key requirements under the guiding principle. And one, actually, my colleague from Meta just mentioned, the policy commitment, which is really one of the core requirements. Business should have in place policy commitment. And to avoid gender-neutral reading of human rights, they should consider documents, as Meta mentioned, outlining women's and girls' rights, such as the CEDAW Convention and the Convention on the Rights of the Child. They should as well use tools to assess their performance, and one of them is, for example, UN Women's Empowerment Principle Gender Gap Analysis Tool. which enable such assessment of gender discrimination and the effectiveness of gender equality measure in a company business operation. And tech companies should as well create an enabling environment for women by addressing diversity issues within their own workplace, as well as having strong policies when it comes to sexual harassment and other issues. And another obviously key requirements at the core of the guiding principle when it comes to the corporate responsibility to respect is conducting a human rights due diligence with a gender lens. So I have to conclude here, but just to mention that we, the BTEC project will be releasing very soon this draft for comments, so we will be happy to as well receive input. Thank you very much.